You know what to do.
This is just mean.
No, I don't. What am I doing?
This is time for the theme song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We are shameful. We are shameful. But not as shameful as we should be. Welcome back, listeners,
really
to Shame on Me. I'm Janet.
I'm Jimmy.
And we are joined by a very special guest. You just heard their beautiful rendition of our theme song. This is, do you want to use your real name? Do you want a fake name?
I thought about it, and I don't necessarily feel like there's a difference.
We have okay. Stacy Fake Name on the podcast today. Welcome,
no!
Stacy Fake Name.
Morgan.
Morgan. Yeah.
Welcome, it's Morgan.
It's your girl. It's your boy. It's Morgan. I am both things at the same time.
And Morgan, we brought you on the podcast to, again, talk about the wedding.
Yeah, of course. Keeping
yeah,
on the
saying,
just
honey,
another...
let's get married. And you did. Congratulations,
thank
by
you.
The way.
Thank you very
you know,
much.
I don't know what it is about getting a microphone in people's face, but they just seem to come alive.
I really like it.
Yeah.
It's a good vibe.
Yeah, sometimes before the podcast, I'm like, this is gonna go terrible. Not because of Morgan.
Oh, just in general.
But you know, like when you're dealing with like tech stuff and microphones and whatnot, mm-hmm. it gets to the point where it's like, is this gonna pop off?
Is this worth it?
And then you have bleachers getting thrown down.
Wow.
Early in the morning.
Yeah, baby. Let's go.
So we got Morgan to talk about one of their most treasured and beloved relationships.
We've teased Morgan coming on the podcast a few times, I feel like.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you said either.
Yeah.
You call me a friend, though. The pod I listened to today, you just call me a friend. I'm like, ouch. Is that all I am to you?
Yeah. What do you want to be?
This was going to be my first question. How did you end up here? Did it take convincing? What is the relationship that exists?
Well, no, we gotta start off the way that we always start off.
Okay, I'm just
and
saying.
I have something to contribute.
Oh. You're two truths and a lie.
No. Oh. For our first segment.
Oh. Did Drud listen?
Who's Drud?
Drud is our other
Come
podcast.
Come on, Morgan.
I clearly have not been listening to.
It's called Drud?
No, not our other podcast. Our other like podcast contributor,
aka our producer who doesn't produce
the
a
person
single
who
thing.
Really like got this all set in motion by volunteering to be a producer and an editor, and then has shown up to less than 10% of the podcast
and has listened to probably the same amount.
If that
asked us recently if we were still even recording.
Oh. Yeah.
We're 32 episodes
this
deep.
This is number 32.
32. Yeah. One episode short of how old Jesus was when he died.
Wow.
R.I.P.
That's
but
one
then
R.I.L. episode short of how old you are.
Exactly.
True.
I got
precisely.
It right.
God, I'm so old.
Did okay. Drud listen?
I want to say no, but I feel like you have information.
I have.
So she did listen.
You have a scoop?
I texted them.
Oh.
I asked, did you listen to the episode that came out yesterday? And their response was no. Should I?
Yeah.
No question mark, no punctuation, just no.
Is this
should
somebody
I?
Somebody you guys worked with?
Yeah.
And so I said, no, this is just asking for our Did Drud Listen segment.
Yeah.
I would argue, yes, you should always listen to the podcast.
It would just be nice to say something different in this segment.
Yeah.
Because it is always the same thing.
I can only write Drud is not here so many different ways.
I know.
In the podcast notes.
Yeah.
Which I told you this earlier, I'm really enjoying
I'm
writing
glad.
Podcast notes.
Because I feel like that was my job for a little while, and I've really fallen off. So I'm glad I'm doing nothing and
we've swapped
you're doing
back
everything.
And forth a little
podcast
bit.
Notes
True.
Like podcast annotation
no like the
description.
Episode description.
Oh yeah.
They're unhinged. There's a cup thing on the side of your chair.
Let's get married.
Don't want to walk
do you think
alone.
I would buy a chair without a cup holder? Who do you think?
Listen,
I am
man, I can't use it.
You wouldn't steal it's... a car.
You wouldn't buy a chair without a cup holder.
Yeah.
So no, Judd did not listen. And
are you okay?
It's not working. You see that it's not working, right?
I think you're the problem.
But I just don't have two hands.
That's true. You could put down your mic for a second.
I'm the one.
You could put it between
your legs.
Keeping
this thing alive, man.
You're keeping this alive?
I'm keeping this
probably,
alive.
That's probably true.
Okay.
I really should have filmed all of that.
You can.
That would have been
you
good.
You can go back to it. I think I can keep trying like a million times
okay,
and nothing's going to change.
Do it.
I'll wait till you go. But do you? Who wants to do two truths and a lie first?
I have them.
You have yours
but
up?
I doesn't matter to me.
You have to record, though. Okay, so I'll go first.
Okay.
And you
did
record.
You explain how this segment works to Morgan before the podcast?
I did.
Okay.
Well, I know it can be three truths or three lies or two truths and a lie
yeah.
or two lies and a truth.
True.
Or three truths.
I said that.
Yeah.
I
did say that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Three truths or three lies, baby.
Oh, okay. Yep. I'll take the L on that one.
As you should.
One thing I wanted.
You Limmy.
Do you want us to cut that, Morgan?
No.
Should we quack
that
it?
That was great.
Should we quack it?
One thing I've been meaning to... Oh, because Jimmy, I got it.
Yeah.
That's your name.
One thing I've been meaning to mention on the podcast is something that you told me, Morgan, about how the bald community considers... what is it? Charlie XCX getting married to a bald guy
yeah.
as a massive W.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I saw it on Reddit.
Why? Like,
well,
like
a bald guy can land Charlie XCX.
I see. Okay.
Major W.
Fuck off.
You took too long.
I didn't get it on film.
I'm gotta happy for drink
you,
it. I gotta drink
That's
it
true.
At some point.
That's Kay. True.
So I've got my truths and lies up here.
Okay.
I've got four.
Oh my gosh, you're really playing fast and loose with the rules here.
Okay. One that you already know the answer to, and it's the first one. I had a big finish recorded on video this week.
What the fuck?
Oh, okay.
That one was true.
I know that is true.
Yeah, Janet recorded me having a big finish on video. It was funnier when I wrote this down.
Yeah.
But long story short, I forget what you were even.
You were playing
video.
Guitar.
Oh, okay, and then. For some reason, Janet said big finish.
Yeah.
And big finish can only mean one thing.
Yeah, I didn't like it when I said it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I really regretted it. The video is on Instagram right now.
Oh,
but
okay.
I don't think those words are in the video.
The story's still there?
Oh, it was a story, wasn't it? Never
yeah.
mind, it's not there.
Maybe we need to start making highlights.
Okay.
You can make them from your archive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gen
we'll do
Z
it.
Coming in hot.
There we
Thank
go.
Thank you. I am useful, not useless.
So my first one is I've entered a new normal.
A new normal. Okay.
That's
I've
it.
Entered, I've, well, that is what I'm giving you for now.
That's
you have to determine if it's
ambiguous.
That's welcome to the game.
That's how this goes.
That's a truth and a lie. Limmy.
What do you want? We're moving on. We're coming back. Okay. I've offended my Cantonese coworker. By misunderstanding a lot of words that she says. So this week she was trying to say tobacco.
Yeah.
And I was like, the room, our office was full. It was a Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
And I was like, toe bag ho? What do you mean? So that was,
okay.
You know, we're slipping a little bit.
Okay.
And like number three, I think I've matured. I think I've kicked a habit.
Kicked a habit?
I think I've kicked a habit.
What habit did you have to kick other than hating yourself?
Okay,
which
I'll
you're
give
never
you that.
Gonna kick.
I'll give you the alleged habit, peeing in the shower.
Oh,
nah,
I don't really.
That's so trivial. And
yeah, I don't
alone.
Want you to have to. Feel
why would
like
you ever do that?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go. Why would you stop peeing in the shower?
Yeah.
Well,
it's so convenient.
Okay, one reason. No, I'm not gonna give you my reasons. Okay. You have to, okay, let's go through it. First one, I've entered a new normal, truth or lie?
Truth and lie.
You can't do that.
What do you think? I'm going to say true.
Yeah, I think it's true because you're just like, you're always on to the next thing and also stuck in the same place and also going backwards. So I believe you that you think it's a new normal.
I like this a lot. Okay.
I don't have to think a goddamn thing. I've offended my coworker by really just not being tactful.
Yeah, true.
I know this coworker.
We had to have a conversation.
That's not the, like, you not being tactful, I don't think would be offensive to them.
But imagine how many times it's happened to the point where it is no longer.
I still want to say it's a lie, but mostly because it's probably true.
They did tell me that I was too emotional at one point.
They did tell you
that. Did you cry at work?
No.
No.
Listen to the podcast, Morgan. Jesus.
I listened today.
No, one episode. We have over 30 episodes. The podcast knows more about me than you do.
Wow. Mm.
Truth or lie?
I'm going to say lie.
Lie.
Well, I said it was true. I don't think I can take that back.
I'm often wrong. Also.
last one. I think I've kicked the habit of peeing in the shower.
No.
Lie.
Lie.
I think you picked up a bit of peeing in the shower. I think you've recently started.
Man, you can pee anywhere as long as you wash it off right after. You can pee anywhere.
We saw so many.
You can pee on yourself.
Yes, that's true.
Well, I guess you can't.
What's peeing for you guys?
In the shower?
It depends how far apart your legs are.
Yeah.
Your legs or my legs?
Because you can put your legs like this, right? Or you can put your legs like
Morgan
this.
Morgan is demonstrating legs together or legs apart.
Together? Legs apart.
Yes.
And you can picture it.
I'm always somewhere around here.
You're like a shoulder width. If it gets on you, it gets on you.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's interesting, when I pee in the shower,
yeah,
I'm not really peeing on myself much.
Also, like, it doesn't matter. That's the whole point of peeing in the shower.
You guys are disgusting.
Well, when we got to the football game on whatever day that was last week, it was like 5 p.m. and very bright outside, and there was just like 5 grown men in a circle peeing in trees.
Ew.
And it was just like not subtle. Like, there was just nowhere to hide. And I was like, I saw one. And then it just kept going. I was like, wow.
Do you think they were friends?
No. No, I don't.
Not beforehand.
Yeah, true. True.
Do you think there's urinal theory when it comes to like peeing in trees?
No. I think they were probably so drunk that they didn't know. There were no rules.
Were they holding hands?
No, they were a little farther apart than that.
Okay, here's the thing about urinals and peeing in urinals.
Okay.
As a child,
mm-hmm.
it's... You run the risk of not being able to get all the pee out, and then once you put it back in, you have pee in your pants.
That's unfortunate.
And you don't
How does
want,
it not come out?
You don't want pee in your pants. You're just not talented at peeing.
You didn't squeeze hard enough?
Well, I don't know the proper mechanics of it, but imagine you still got some liquid left in the tube, and because of the way that small children's penises are not able to fully extend, like, they're small, right? They're small peepees. And so if you're dealing with a fly situation, and especially if your fly is a little bit up, you might be fighting gravity a little bit. So once you stop fighting gravity, well, this is what I'm saying. So the whatever
you got one
whatever,
still locked in the chamber
whatever exactly whatever term I'm looking for, the real move is to, instead of using the fly to pee in a urinal,
yeah,
just drop trowel.
So I mean, I feel like people give a lot of grace
ass naked
cheeked yeah. out.
In the urinal line,
yeah,
and then yeah, I remember specifically one time my brother was trying to like use his hands to cover my butt cheeks.
Oh, older,
but
aww.
Not like
your brother's
but
younger,
not like,
right?
Hold my butt cheeks.
No,
but
just
like
shave. Block
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's very funny.
Yeah, my brother's older.
Really, you just gotta block the crack because then it's just.
He was like, "Shame on you, Limmy."
You know,
shame on you.
I do not like Limmy. I think we need to retire that as
like
soon
it.
As possible. Yeah, you're a guest, so. okay, I have entered a new normal.
I don't even remember what I said.
I think
we
you
both
said
true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I did a tarot poll the other day.
Okay.
And I forget what the whole sequence was, but it ended on the tower reversed, and that really is like, well, you're here.
Okay.
You got to rebuild it. And so here I am rebuilding. But then I pulled a card that was like, listen, man, you're rebuilding, but you're actually like not as stuck as you think you are. Or you're like, you're not as in such a shitty place. It was the Ten of Pentacles. So that's like, hey, you've put in a lot of work and you've got a lot of things to show for it. So have a little fucking gratitude at this point. So
cool.
That was a nice little reminder.
Okay.
But I have entered a new normal, and that is a liminal space. I've offended my coworker by misunderstanding. You said lie.
Lie.
You said true. I asked Tiffany if, like, if I am crossing a line with how I'm responding to, like, the words that I don't understand. And she was very understanding about it.
Okay.
She was like, oh, no, like, I completely understand your special needs. It doesn't, like, it doesn't bother me at all. So she really hit me back.
Okay, that's good for her.
And I think I've kicked the habit of peeing in the shower. I think that's true.
Hmm.
I just don't shower that often anymore.
Well, yeah. When you only have to shower for yourself, you shower less often.
Wow.
That's not where I was going, but,
I'm loving this.
What the fuck?
I'm really loving this.
Was this what it was like with Jeremy on last week?
No.
Great. Cool. I love it. But I realized, so I was like running the shower before getting into the shower today.
Yeah.
And I peed into the toilet. Before getting into the shower.
No, you were in the shower. You were in the bathtub. You were holding the curtain with one hand, holding your peener with the other, and hitting the toilet.
I would not hold it to the side. I would definitely lift it from the bottom.
That is not true.
I didn't pee from the shower. I peed before getting into the shower. The shower was right there, and I chose not to do it. But there are lots of reasons why you don't pee in the shower. Like, if you have a hair catcher.
Oh.
Because if you pee into the shower and it doesn't wash away all the pee, you get pee smell.
Interesting.
I don't have that problem.
Me neither. I just let hair go down the drain until the drain gets too clogged.
Well, I don't do that, but
I'm
don't have that,
that
problem.
You're a landowner and you get to deal with this.
Yeah.
Maybe at some point. Maybe never.
Sheesh.
Depends on if karma's a cat.
True.
Who's next?
Morgan, would you like to go next, or would you like me to go next?
I don't know.
I can go next.
Okay.
Okay. I re-listened to our last episode. I haven't had to re-listen to as many episodes lately, but I re-listened to our last episode because we thought we needed to quack some things. And I really liked my vibe.
Nice.
That's that. I picked a fight with Stefan last night right before bed.
Ooh.
Minutes before getting into bed.
Power move.
And then my third one, I changed my mind about chopping my hair off. For now, anyway.
Lie, lie, lie.
Okay. Okay.
The first one was you liked your vibe.
Yeah.
True. Why wouldn't you?
Okay.
The second one.
The podcast is literally called Shame on Me.
True.
Moving on.
You know what? I'm just going to do the exact opposite of Limmy, and I'm going to go true, true, true.
Okay. They were all lies, and I didn't realize until you said it that I did all lies.
Dang.
Yeah, I hated my vibe. I re-listened to it. We had my brother on.
Yeah, I listened to the first half an hour.
I don't know why. I really did not like myself listening back. I just didn't like my vibe.
I never, never care about you on the podcast. I always think you're killing it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
It is probably just a me problem.
I always hate me when I listen back.
Of course. Mm. I do too, but I don't say it.
Well, not, I guess you can't say that anymore.
Wow.
Sun's going down.
I almost picked a fight with Stefan right before bed last night.
Yeah.
I was moments away. Picking a fight with Stefan is not in your culture. Well, I was so... Oh, there's been times. It's... Okay. I don't know if picking a fight is the right term. Mm. I would have said something that would have led to him being really pissed off.
Mm.
But it wasn't like I was looking for a fight.
Do we get to know what it is?
Yeah. I was just... His office is a... nightmare space, and it's not my business. I don't spend time in there.
That's true.
Hi, baby.
Yo, Stefan, I want to talk to you about Micah Parsons at some point.
Oh, he might have his headphones on.
Who?
He might have gotten too ignored or ignored, annoyed. He might be ignoring us because he's annoyed. Okay, anyway, I was so close to being like, this is ungodly and we need to fix this space, but then I was like, he's really high. He's not going to remember.
Yo,
and also,
saying that when
we are
really high is not
minutes away from going to bed.
Yeah.
Really?
So it was just not a good time.
Did you bring it up at a different time?
Well, I told him this morning that I almost picked a fight with him.
And
how
did that go?
I mean, he was like, yeah, yeah, you almost did. Because I said one thing and then I stopped myself after that.
And see, that's
I made
gross.
A comment.
That is gross.
What is Stefan like when he's pissed?
He gets a little spicy. Not super spicy. He just gets really, like, short. You know, like, he's, like, very, he, like, shuts it down. Okay.
Like peach habanero.
What?
Spicy.
Oh, okay.
I think that was related to spicy.
Yeah.
Really short, shuts it down. Okay.
Yeah. Changed my mind about chopping my hair off. That is also a lie. I want to change my mind so badly, but I'm just going to do it. Even though I kind of have, like, yeah, I've kind of gotten 180 on the whole thing, but I did text my hairdresser today. Yeah,
thanks.
I was hoping I would be able to book an appointment next week, but I don't think. I texted her at 5:30, so it was a little late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's getting in your kitchen?
I was just way more excited about it like a month ago.
Yeah.
You know, like right before the wedding, I was like, I really want to cut my hair, which could have, I don't know what that says, but that could have been, you know, something.
It's too bad though, because you did tell too many people and now you have to commit to it.
I think people have forgotten.
I haven't.
I know you haven't.
Caitlin hasn't. I think
really?
I always thought Jeremy's girl, my sister.
Oh.
I think I always thought Jeremy's girlfriend's name was Caitlin.
Oh, no, it's Caitlin.
Yeah.
I do feel like the way her name is spelled, though, lends itself to Caitlin. Like, I think there's a lot of Caitlins that spell their names, like, very close to how she spells her name.
I don't know what, when you said Caitlin or Caitlin.
That's fine.
In the last, which maybe we found the issue.
That's maybe the problem.
Yeah.
You're just not listening enough.
I'm happy that you did three lies, and I'm happy that I got all of them.
I'm impressed. Can you tell me your thought process?
What was the first one?
Really liked my vibe.
I kind of needed that one to be a lie.
Because you really didn't like your vibe, so you needed
it's
me to
also
be miserable.
It's not that I don't want you to like your vibe. It's that, like, it's a little bit nice to have some, like, commiseration in, in not liking your vibe.
That's fair.
Even though I think if you liked your vibe, there would be nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
And we would be in agreement that your vibe was great.
Okay.
The second one is picking a fight.
Yeah.
The way you phrased it, picking a fight.
Yeah, that's fair.
Goes against everything that I know about
you. If I phrased it as made a bunch of passive aggressive comments right before bed, then, then you would have said.
I would have said true.
Yeah, that's maybe
in
how
a heartbeat.
Yeah, that's maybe.
Wait, can you give me a passive aggressive example? Like, what would be in a passive aggressive thing to say about?
Yeah, sure. Because we always have to come up with examples for you, Morgan. That's great.
I'm just curious.
That was passive aggressive.
Yeah, that was fucking rude, you fucking bitch ass.
I just gave you an example, Morgan. You asked for an example,
bitch
I gave you an example.
Limmy.
You asked for an example,
okay,
Limmy, I gave you an example.
Mm-hmm. I always say, do you want to do this when I need Stefan to do something? I say, do you want to clean the kitchen later today?
Hey, babe. Oh. Hey, babe. Do you want to clean your office at some point?
Yeah, I would be like, so I think we need to do like a deep clean. Like, I think we need to do a purge because this is just, you know, unhinged.
What's it like for you when you look in the office and you're confronted
honestly,
with it?
Honestly, I'm not that clean, so I don't know what my problem is.
There is something in me where it's like, you see other people's shit out?
Yeah.
It drives me up the fucking wall.
Like,
but I have shit everywhere.
This is
the
thing.
Do.
Our closet is full, like the floor is covered in clothes because they're all clothes I'm going to give away or sell. And I just haven't done anything with them. Mm. So the one wall is just all clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
All my clothes.
Yeah.
But
all
I go in his office and I'm just like vibrating with anger.
Yeah.
It's a me problem.
Do you, okay, but every time you look at your closet clothes, are you like, ugh.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe it's the thing where he probably doesn't get annoyed by it.
Yeah.
And that's even more annoying.
Maybe.
You're doing all the emotional labor.
I'm doing so much labor.
God, Stefan really needs to start picking up his picking up some slack.
He needs to get more stressed about
that. Yeah, things. Has he mowed the lawn this week?
He's going to mow it tomorrow.
Fuck.
That's what he told me.
Got it. Listen, no more cookies till he till he mows the lawn.
I know. Mm-hmm. You have to weaponize the baking.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
I think I ate more of the cookies, to be fair.
What kind of cookies were they? Suspiciously didn't offer any of them to us.
Well, they're at the point now where I wouldn't offer them to
other
people.
Not me and Morgan, me and Jeremy.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I didn't. I could have.
Yeah, there was a large portion of last week's podcast devoted to cookies. And
yeah,
me
sorry.
No, me no get cookie.
I'll offer them another time.
You
I'll
make
some new
cookie,
ones.
You no offer cookie.
You say cookie, I say cookie.
You want cookie, I get you cookie. You got me cookie, I got you cookie.
I think he wants my cookie. Do you know what that's from? Do you want to know what that's from?
No, do you know which what we were talking was from?
Yeah, you were talking about the cookies. But you don't know what I'm talking
no,
about.
It was New Girl.
Oh, mm-hmm. No. No.
What was
Do
your
I look
reference?
Old enough to watch New Girl?
No. Oh my God, everyone should watch New Girl.
What the
I think
fuck
I've watched
was
bits
that?
And pieces about it.
You should.
But my thing, I think he wants my cookie, is from me and my friends wrote a Motto Gelato for my friend's birthday.
Oh yeah, how would we have known this?
And
how? Sorry, I missed this episode of your podcast.
Wait.
I feel terrible
and
for not listening to your podcast.
At a Motto Gelato, you pay and then you pick your flavor and then a very like hunky man like scoops it for you. And then he puts a spoon in and he asks you, do you want a cookie? But the way that he asked me was so, like, aggressive. So when we all sat down, I was like, I think he wants my cookie.
I like that.
I thought it was funny.
I like that. Jimmy doesn't
and I,
like
and
it.
And I still think it's funny. I still think it's funny to this day. I will probably spend the rest of my life saying, I think he wants my cookie.
I can't believe you opened up with, like, do you know what that's from? As if it was, like, from a TV show
well,
or something.
Well, see, but this is the thing. I could have told you, and then you wouldn't have remembered.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
And speaking of truth.
Lies.
Okay. Your turn, Morgan. You're up.
All right. Okay. My first one is my favorite winter sport is skiing. Fucking love skiing.
Okay.
I'm actually so good at skiing. Me and my family would go skiing all the time, and I love it.
Okay.
My second thing is I've never boofed a party favor.
What does that mean?
What the fuck is going on?
Like giving, getting, what does this
boofing
mean?
Boofing is where you insert
up your ass.
The party favor in your butt.
Why would anybody?
I want to say it's a lie because it's so specific.
And I'm going to, yeah, it has to be a lie because I could imagine you boof many party favors. I imagine there are party favors like made for boofing.
Yeah.
Go on.
So that was my second one. And then my third one is I almost tipped over a headstone in a cemetery.
Today?
No, not today.
Almost tipped over.
What was the first one skiing? Lie, lie, lie.
I'm going to say lie, lie, true. I think you did tip over the headstone. Tombstone? Whatever.
Headstone, tombstone, gravestone.
Do you like skiing?
Are you going to say truth or lie?
I said lie, lie, lie.
Oh, and you said lie?
I said lie, lie, true.
Okay. You said lie, lie, lie?
Yeah.
Wow, you don't even fucking know me, do you?
Wow.
Sheesh.
I guess.
At least I have an excuse.
Okay, so
I
the
just
first
met
one,
Morgan today.
Yeah. Oh, Hannah.
Words.
Yeah, my favorite winter sport is skiing. Fuck no. Skiing is a sport of the bourgeoisie. And the whole reason I came on this podcast, actually, was to rant about skiing. Because I fucking hate skiing. I think it's so ridiculously stupid. It's, like, in line with how stupid regular golf is.
I was going to ask your feelings about golf if you
yeah,
hated skiing.
But like,
I feel like they're in the same.
Skiing is so stupid. And it's, like, a sport of the upper class because it is so expensive
yeah.
to do. It's horrifically inaccessible. And you can really fucking hurt yourself when you go skiing. You can fucking die. People die.
You know who's died from skiing?
Yeah, my uncle, like, shattered his knee 2 years ago.
There you
really
go.
Bad.
Did Christopher Reeves, was his thing from skiing?
Hannah, come on.
You don't know who that is.
No, but my other thing with skiing is, like, one of the things that, like, I take great offense to is when somebody asks me if I ski. Like, I just think that is the most offensive thing that you could ask somebody, because what
you
are implying,
like,
by asking me if I ski is, like, do you think I'm part of the bourgeoisie? Do you think I have the money to go skiing? I don't have the money to go skiing. And as if I needed another reason to hate skiing, my ex and my meta.
The ex. The ex that we'll probably talk about today.
Yeah, oh, the ex that we're going to talk about.
Excellent. I like that.
Yes.
Oh, name of the podcast.
Oh,
name of the episode.
Oh, guys, can we call him Megamind?
Yeah, we can do that.
Sure. Okay. Because that's what me and all my friends call him.
Yeah, do you want to see a picture?
Yeah, I do. What's the energy I can bring?
Okay,
when I see
so
this
then
picture?
The other reason why I hate skiing is because Megamind and my meta would go skiing together, and
define
I was just like.
Define meta for my sister.
Meta is your partner's other partner. So I was dating Megamind, and Megamind was dating my meta.
Mm-hmm.
So wait, no, you gotta zoom in on his face.
I saw it.
Yeah.
I saw enough.
Yeah. Did you watch
It's rough, hey?
The DreamWorks movie Megamind?
Yeah, I see it. I see
good.
It now.
See, good, I'm
no,
glad.
We know you were referencing that movie because that's an actual movie, Morgan.
Yeah.
We, not your memories.
No,
not
no.
The story that none of us
you
were part of.
You have access to my memories. You can lock in. But yeah, that's the other reason why I hate skiing is because Megamind and my meta would go skiing. And I was like, y'all are just fucking ew.
Yeah, there are lots of things. You know, that's the way relationships go, where you just hate things
that they
after
enjoyed.
A while. We were on our way down and started driving to the south.
Yeah.
Or on Crow Child, even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Morgan was like, this is triggering me.
Yeah, driving into the south is very triggering.
Oh, man.
You lived in Deer Run. You used to live in Deer Run, didn't you?
No, I lived in Woodbine.
Mm. Okay.
Not close.
Woodbine National Park.
Don't know where
Park.
Deer Run is.
Deer Run is across Deerfoot. It's actually closer to here. It's pretty close to here.
Riveting.
It's a beautiful neighborhood.
I shouldn't have asked. What?
I really like Deer Run. It's a nice neighborhood.
Where is it?
Yeah, it's fucking gorgeous.
It's on the other side of Deerfoot.
Fish Creek Park,
baby.
On the
other side?
Beautiful.
Yep. I'm on the west side. It's on the east side.
West side. So you hate skiing.
Yeah.
Knew it. Yeah, you don't seem like someone who just loves skiing.
No.
Because the entire time I've known you, I don't think you've ever gone skiing. Because
no.
You're apparently
oh,
you're broke.
You want to know something funny, though? In the third grade, for some reason, they thought taking disabled elementary students on field trips to go skiing was a good idea. So when I was in grade 3 and grade 4, I specifically went to a school in downtown Edmonton, King Edward School. Shout out King Edward. For disabled children, like cognitively disabled.
This is a new piece of lore as well.
And
all canon now.
And they thought taking us on a skiing field trip to the ski hill in Edmonton would be such a good idea. And I was on, I think it's called Rabbit Hill. Yeah, it is. So I, being in the third grade, never skied in
and
my
disabled.
Entire fucking life at that point. I was on the bunny hill and I was fucking terrified. And they gave us like a little lesson. But it just scared the shit out of me. I didn't like that, like, I had nothing to hold on to. I couldn't pizza. It was just freaking me out. And then I would go too fast, and I got really scared, right? So I would just go on, like, there were just these, like, little hills on the flattest parts, and I would just go down those, and I was like, woo, I'm doing it. And it was, like, a foot difference in the hill. But I was like, okay. I talked to one of my teachers, and they were like, yeah, you should try. Just, like, go on the bunny hill one more time. I should have not gone on the bunny hill one more time. So I go down it. And you know how there's like the little like escalator for you to get up the bunny hill and it's just a magnet? And so I get up there. I start going down. And I start going straight towards the adult in the high-vis vest.
Safety.
Like,
safety.
But it wasn't safe. It was not on purpose. I was going so fucking fast. I completely lost control of my skis. I had no idea what to do. I fucking hit the guy in the high-vis.
That seems like his fault.
I fucking cartwheeled, and I lost one of my skis, and I could have fucking died. But I didn't. I live to tell the tale.
He should have gotten out of the way.
Yeah, but...
He had to catch.
I fucking hate skiing. I think it's so stupid. Skiing is my op.
I also don't like skiing. I jumped off a chairlift once.
Really?
Yeah, like I didn't get off in time, so then I had to like jump off a little bit.
Oh, like yeah. What?
Like, you know, it comes around.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to get off there.
Yeah.
And then it like comes around here and it's not very high.
Yeah.
But then I jumped off there.
Okay. So it didn't make the full turn before you jumped off.
No, it was like, but it was higher than like just the little platform.
The lifties.
What's that?
And the people who run the lift.
Yeah.
The lifties should have stopped the chair.
Yeah.
At that
I don't
point.
Actually know what happened after that.
But yes. On the topic of skiing, you don't like skiing, you don't like skiing.
You got anything?
No.
Okay.
Okay, next one was...
The next one was, I've never boofed a party favor.
We both said lie.
Have you boofed a party favor?
Mm-mm.
I've also never boofed a party favor. Oh, shit. I should have saved that for next week. That's all. That was
God
poor
damn.
Planning on
me too.
Maybe I'm just laying the foundation for a big trick.
A really long.
Remember that one
lie.
Time I told you something was true and it was a lie?
Yep,
that
I
was
remember.
Good shit. Trickster. You wouldn't remember because you didn't listen to the podcast, but it was good.
It was rude.
You definitely
you think
have.
It's a lie.
You've definitely boofed a party favor.
I don't.
Why
I'm
the
just,
fuck would you bring that up?
Yeah,
if,
that's
like,
what I'm thinking.
Nobody thinks about putting party favors up their butt.
I'm saying lie because I just, it's such a random thing to bring up.
So you both think I have?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't.
Wow.
Okay. Wow.
The
what
creativity
a trick.
Here
that was
is
good.
Just impressive.
Where did that idea come from?
Well, see, I was on YouTube last night and it recommended to me.
It's a good start. It's a
parental
good start.
Controls off.
Strong start.
So... YouTube recommended to me this guy that makes videos where he goes to festivals and asks people what kind of drugs they're on. And one of the people that he talked to was like, yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. I just boofed some MDA. I was like, what?
MDA?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Do you think he meant MDM? Oh, no.
I think
MDA
it is
before.
A different thing.
It's a little psychoactive.
Yeah.
Or visual.
But I was really intrigued by it because the person that was doing the interviewing had also boofed something. So then they were talking about the different methods of boofing. Huh. And I was like...
Isn't it just...
Well, because she said you like put on a glove, you take the rock, and you put some lube on the finger with the little rock that you're going to put in your butt. And then you just insert it. And he was like,
"Yeah, that was-
the rock... No, you gotta put a capsule in there." And I was like, yeah, I would be going the capsule route. But
it
that probably
like shaped it better.
Yeah, it yeah. probably
but like,
delays
how much does
it how it
capsule
hits.
Dissolve in your butt.
Right.
That's a yeah. And that's... so I was curious about how it would affect like your microbiome where you put it. And then I was also curious about like what are the benefits of boofing, and they both said it was just to like not get the gut rot.
It's like butt chugging, right? People drink beer and vodka.
That's
their
exactly
asses.
Where I thought boofing came from.
I mean, sounds probably yes.
Boof.
One yeah. or the other.
Whenever Hannah does little barks, I call them boofs.
Bark. Okay. Bark. What was she doing earlier? What would you have called that?
I'd say she was boofing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think
like
she
they
was
were
scared
full on
for
barks,
her life. She left the
I
house.
I do like saying.
She was never gonna
oh,
come
yeah,
back.
That,
she was
yeah.
like, "Fuck you,
and
I'm out, y'all."
Went.
Oh,
I'm
right,
a free
right,
bird.
Right.
I'm a free bird in the southeast, baby.
I got confused. Boofing. I think, but like, I don't know if I would just put a freaking rock up my butt because
no.
that. Well, maybe it's
it
a great.
It seems scratchy.
Yeah.
I don't think that's where I was going at all. Well, I think again, like, I don't know the dissolving. Properties of the anus,
the
rectum.
Yeah. And how far up would you have to push it? I just That's have true. Too many questions.
Would you have to go past the second sphincter?
I would certainly hope not.
My goodness.
Do a popper, then push
but
it.
Do you that, see I why like I haven't done it now?
Yeah.
No, I don't think I had to find any reasons not, to
no,
not
but you,
do
you
it.
Both thought I had done it.
But what? Like a party favor does not necessarily mean hard drugs to me.
That is exclusively what it means for me.
Not
a
for me.
Party favor just seems like a gift that you get at a party.
nor. Hard okay. drug.
Okay.
I would, like the context of where it came from, though. Yeah. Because it was so random, which is
Listen,
why I thought it
gotta,
must be true.
You got to get on YouTube.
I guess so. Never heard of her.
And the third one was?
I almost tipped over a headstone in a cemetery.
I said lie. No, I said true.
I said lie.
I think I said true.
You said that was true.
I think, yeah, I did say
And
it
you
was
said
true.
That was lie. Are you ready?
Yes.
This is true. I have almost tipped over a
Wait,
very...
Wait, how did you phrase it?
I almost tipped over.
Oh, I meant to say true, but...
Oh.
Oh, well.
This is
I'll stand
true.
By it.
I did almost tip over somebody's
Wait,
giant...
Wait, did I do three lies again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Granite, stone,
On
headstone.
Purpose?
No.
Okay.
So, this is the story. I was 18, and my friends with benefits at the time... Yeah, so to set the scene, it's 2018. I'm 18.
Good year.
My friends with benefits is 27, and we're doing mushrooms, and I had the great idea, I want to go in the cemetery across from your backyard.
Of course.
Because across the alley is a very huge, very old cemetery, and so we jumped the fence to get into the cemetery, and we're walking around, we're having a good time, it's the summer, it's like 24 degrees out. It's like 12 a.m. It's a beautiful night.
Just,
You're
I appreciate
the scene. The scene has been set. The scene has been set.
We get to like the top of the hill. This is a huge cemetery, by the way. And we get to the top of the hill, and there's a bunch of gravestones. And
normal thing to see in a cemetery.
True.
We start fooling around.
Also Hot. A normal thing to see in a Hot. Cemetery.
In the cemetery.
Boob stuff.
And then, so...
You know what I'm saying?
I was then getting railed.
Okay.
Escalated. Not boob stuff.
Escalated.
Over the gravestone.
Well, hopefully.
Well, yeah, true.
Depends.
And because I was so high on mushrooms, I was having a good time, but because I was so high, it took me a minute to realize that the headstone had started to move.
Yeah.
Like, it was like... Because it's super heavy, thick granite.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's just like
super
very,
heavy, thick, rock hard
very
granite.
Slowly
Let's
moving,
go.
Right?
Oh,
just
yeah.
Ever
I love
so
a
slightly.
Slow granite
and I couldn't
grind.
Tell. I'm like, am I just really fucking high or is this actually moving? And so he's still going at it behind me. And I just reached a point where I was like, if we tip this over, neither of us are going to be able to lift it back up. And so I said, like, stop, it's moving. Because it was. And so then we took it down to the grass and fucked in the grass. And that was really lovely because it was, like, missionary for me. So I was staring up at the sky. And because it was, like, 1 a.m. at this point, I could see the beautiful stars in the sky.
Very nice.
I could probably see the little... the little dipper. It was lovely. And then I heard a giant loud noise.
There's so many places
where
it
are we
could
going
come
with
from.
Where
so many
have
places.
We, where
I
did
saw,
we start?
Like,
where are we
so
going?
Much I saw the
we
brightest white light
over.
I have ever seen in my fucking life.
Did you get abducted that night?
And I thought I thought somebody had taken a picture of us fucking in the cemetery. But keep in mind, I'm still high as absolute balls on mushrooms. And then 30 seconds later, after I had this thought, somebody just took a picture of us with the flash on. It started raining.
Oh,
it was
lightning.
A large clap of thunder. And then a huge lightning strike that lit up the whole sky. and I thought somebody had taken a picture of us. Maybe it was God funny. Taking a picture of us.
Maybe that's what lightning is. New theory.
Wow, I like that.
I do too.
Weird that he always does it in the rain.
Yeah, it is weird.
Yeah.
But the most romantic moments happen in the rain. So
they God, happen over the headstone. The truth?
Maybe I should watch over The Notebook when I get home.
Which one?
The Notebook.
Oh, fuck.
You're familiar over with The Notebook?
I've heard of it.
Have you ever read The Notebook?
No, I haven't. It's not my vibe.
I read A Walk to Remember.
That's more my vibe.
Yeah, not worth it.
I will watch more movies than I will.
Watching the movie's fine. I read the book.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't read the book. Not interested.
Yeah. I think the movie was better.
But I would watch the movie 1,000 times.
Well, it's a great movie.
Yeah.
She dies.
In
spoiler.
Which one?
Great question. Great question. Okay, Morgan, we're here to talk about what I've been teasing for a little while.
You have no notes about me almost tipping over a headstone because I was getting railed?
You know what? The story lost me a little bit.
I like the story. Well, I thought it was more interesting than just like, I almost fell into a headstone. Come on, man.
Yeah. Okay. Fuck you, Limmy.
But you have one ex that
I
have heard a lot of stories about.
Mm-hmm.
And again, with the whole shame on me relationship thing,
mm-hmm.
We're really interested in all of those things. Like, when you look back on your relationship mm-hmm. with this person with Megamind, at how many points would you have been like, oh, I would tell my younger self to run away?
Yeah. Or if my friend was in that relationship, I'd be like, get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna be real. It's so much harder when it's like psychological and emotional. Like, it would be so much easier if he had just been like physically violent one time. I would have been gone.
Wasn't he like physically violent many times, but as long as it was sexual, it's fine?
Yeah. Yeah, chat. Yeah, chat, exactly.
You punch somebody.
Good follow-up exactly. question.
You punch somebody. Not cool. You punch somebody while you're inside them. It's pretty hot.
Yeah. No.
Alexander Skarsgård would agree.
Yeah, but Megamind never like punched me during sex.
Oh, okay. Just your current partner.
Yeah.
Okay. There was a smile attached, people. There was a smile attached. Relax.
And there are times
Caitlin,
where you...
I can't believe it's not DV.
It's okay, Caitlin.
There are times when you've like told me stuff about your current partner, and you're like, wow, he really cares about me. I'm like, what the fuck?
Maybe we'll be doing another podcast about him in a year.
Jesus. But the one story that we would like the full retelling of right off the bat.
Absolutely.
Is the Tesla story.
Yeah, we got it.
The Tesla story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how much I've teased or were brought up before, but this is right up our alley.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Okay. So, Megamind got his Model Y Tesla in November.
I didn't know there were Model Ys.
Of 2021.
I don't know anything.
Yeah. I know too much about them still, which is unfortunate.
He was the one of the board members of the Alberta Tesla
Club.
Yeah,
he was.
Oh,
but that's
no.
getting way, way, way so far ahead of the whole story. So let's keep it at the beginning. So he got his Tesla in November of 2021.
2 years into you guys seeing each other?
Yes.
Nice.
And our the first and only long vacation that we ever took together was, I think it was 3 weeks, and we went to BC with his mom and his aunt, and we met his sister and her partner in Vancouver, and we took the ferry, and we went to Main Island, and it was cute, it was fun. I'd never driven, well, I don't drive, so I was in the passenger seat, but we drove from Calgary to Vancouver, and then did all the things that you do on the West Coast.
Fuck.
With a family. We'll see.
With a family?
Not quite.
You jumped to conclusions on that one.
Yeah.
No, did
shame on you.
Anybody, any watching, any
okay, I had like a microscopic crush on his dad.
So were you like kind of hoping
wait, you went
walk
with
in
his
the dad?
Family?
The dad wasn't there.
Oh, okay.
You
parents
went
divorced.
With his family, or this was just another separate family?
No, we were with his family
for his family. Okay,
I'd say like half of it at least.
So of course there would be no swapping.
No, but yeah. So this context is important because Arden, I don't think he's autistic, but the way that he...
You don't think you're autistic?
No. His interests, though, like the things that interest him that he liked to fill his spare time with were very odd. So, for example, he made a spreadsheet that tracked all of the kilometers that we would be driving in the Tesla this whole trip, round trip.
As one does.
So, mm-hmm. like, going all through BC and then onto the island and around the island and then coming back and driving all the way back to Calgary. And
this is during 2021. Google Maps existed.
Well, it was
and
summer 2022 now.
My apologies.
So
that really derails everything that I was going to say.
Well, it's important for me. So we go on this trip, but before we go on this trip, like a week or so before, he had used this spreadsheet to calculate how much electricity it was going to cost him to charge the Tesla throughout this road trip.
Okay.
And
also called gas money.
And he had also done all of the math and figured out the depreciation on the vehicle and on the tires. He
the
had
tires
calculated
being a part
that.
Of it really gets me.
Mm-mm. No.
Isn't that fucked? So he had calculated the depreciation of the car, the depreciation of the tires. There's probably something else that I'm forgetting, but those were the two big ones. And he'd calculated exactly how much it would cost for electricity. And he was like, okay, Morgan, I want you to pay half of this.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
I want you to pay 50-50 for the electricity that we're using to do this road trip. I want you to pay for the depreciation and value
Mm-mm.
of my vehicle
Mm-mm.
for going on this road trip together.
I don't think the electricity is crazy.
No, electricity is like splitting gas.
There's gas
with someone.
Money, yeah.
Now, you could argue
sort
like
of,
if you're invited
what do you
on a
sort
trip.
Of?
It's like getting asked out to a restaurant and then them being like, well, are you going to pay?
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah,
there's,
yeah.
there's...
I can see that,
that
yeah.
question I
yeah.
can see.
Yeah.
Everything else is just...
Yeah. And then additionally, lest we forget, the depreciation on his
lest
tires.
We
yeah, that
well.
Is just...
And...
That was crazy.
That's crazy.
So the reason... So then he had also brought this up to his other partner, Sam. This is the meta. And Sam got super angry at him and was like, I'm not a fucking client. Don't you fucking charge me for your car like I'm a client, because I'm not. Because
was Sam also going on this road trip?
No.
Why was Sam being at I just don't
She
confuse.
Was just like, don't you ever fucking do this to me.
Oh, I see.
Whereas
because,
you were like,
oh
okay, my apologies.
Back full circle, because when they would go skiing and he would drive
fucking skiing.
He would
fucking skiing.
Hi, baby. When he would go skiing,
woo-woo.
And they would girl. Take the Tesla, or it's like, girl. Well, I want you to pay 50-50 for the depreciation of the tire. And
oh,
the Tesla
to go
for
our drive
crazy.
To sunshine,
I
baby.
Cannot.
Isn't
I
that love?
Cannot.
When
isn't
you
that
said
love?
That he made you pay for the depreciation of his Tesla,
yeah.
I thought it would be like, oh, you like ding the door or
no.
something, or like. Did something that would
this
actually
is exactly what I thought it would be
no,
right
but
wait the
this
the
is
spreadsheet
exactly
not just like wow it's crazy because the thing about cars depreciating is that they just depreciate
yeah
you don't
yeah.
actually get that back
and
no.
them just sitting there they're depreciating
yeah they're not even appreciating us
negative
the fact that we take them out for a ride
oh my god
show
get
them the world
but yeah so you see Sam meta made a stink about it was like, don't fucking charge me like a client. That's not what I am. I'm a partner. And she got super upset about it. And so for context, Megamind at this point is 28 and a half. Sam is 28 as well.
Mm-hmm.
I am 21.
See, here's the thing. You do abdicate a lot of responsibility for your actions and your choices based on ages. And I'm not going to let you off the hook for that.
Well, no, it's just important context because they were both the same age and they were both 7 years older than me. So I was also in a position where, like, I had significantly less life experience than the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Sam was, like, making a big stink about it, and I, because I wasn't a huge fan of the relationship to begin with, I was like, oh, I want to be the easy girlfriend.
The cool one.
I want to be.
Always want to be cool.
I want to be the easy, cool girlfriend. I'll pay for half of the depreciation on your car.
Oh, no, Morgan.
I'll pay for half of the electricity.
I'll pay for
half of the depreciation on your tires because I wanted to be the cool, easy, breezy girlfriend, right? I like, bitch.
That was a bitch.
And today is August 2025. You are no longer with Arden.
No, but wait, there's more.
Okay.
So he went on the Tesla subreddit and made a post and said, hey, Tesla fam, is it reasonable for me to ask my partners to pay 50-50 for the electricity, to pay for the depreciation of my car and the depreciation of the expensive tires that I got for it. And people genuinely read him for fucking filth on that subreddit. They were like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why would you ever even consider charging your partners for those things? That's fucking ridiculous, you psycho.
That is
and
crazy.
Arden was responding to these people, well, but I bought the Tesla and my partners benefit from me having the Tesla. And people are like, bro, nobody told you to buy a luxury vehicle. That
no
was your choice.
No one benefits from anyone having a Tesla.
So, yeah, I fucking paid it.
Do you remember how much it was?
I don't think it was more than, like, I don't
$1,000.
Really remember. No, I don't think it was more than $200.
Okay.
That makes me feel slightly better about the whole thing.
The sentiment is crazy.
Well, we're aware.
It is crazy.
We definitely know that. That's literally why you're here.
Yeah. So, and it's funny because my current partner that I've been with for a little over 2 years, he was telling his wife this story a couple months ago. And when he told his wife this, she was just like absolutely shaken to her core. Like, who the fuck is this psycho? I cannot believe what I'm hearing right now. And then she said to him, if you ever fucking did that to me, I would kill you.
But you know what? She's probably older than 28. So we can understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get more murderous the older you get.
Speaking of experience. You put up with less shit.
Well, and I wanted to be chosen. I wanted to be the easy girlfriend. And then you know what happened? We were on that BC road trip vacation for 3 weeks, and he spent the entire 3 weeks arguing with the meta. The entire 3 weeks.
My
I'm not even kidding.
My sister doesn't know what that word means, Morgan, even though you've defined it.
My partner's
it.
Partner.
There we go.
Yeah. They argued the entire fucking time. Because Sam did something that, like, significantly breached Megamind's trust. And they just fucking argued about it. And they were like...
They argued about it.
Yeah. But this was the other thing.
She doesn't know.
Meta was in Europe while we were on this vacation. So we were both technically on different vacations. Oh, and that was the other thing. Meta was also frustrated. She was like, I'm upset because even if I wasn't going to Europe, Megamind, you wouldn't have invited me on this trip with your family. And that makes me so upset. And I was like, girl,
okay,
can you get a fucking grip? You are going to Europe. Of course you wouldn't be invited because you're not here. Freak.
But yeah. The
also, seniority. I've been around for longer than you. I have such a good relationship with everyone in his family. Fuck you.
But like, there is an insane part about this story.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're like, this guy and his other partner are having this argument through text.
Yep.
Yep.
And Arden is driving at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't text and drive.
So are the texts just coming through out loud and he's dictating?
So this was the other thing. So because because they were having such intense arguments, he would get me to read them because I had to try and support my partner through the fucking biggest argument he's ever had with anyone in his life. And so I was reading their arguments.
Do you... Would you make a different choice now?
But wait, there's more. So because I was reading their arguments... I guess, like, tensions were so high that they were horny because in between their arguments, they were also sexting a little bit.
Mm-mm.
And so I was also reading that because he was just giving me the phone. And that was where I saw that they were saying...
Did you have to type out sex from him to her? Did you
that? There were multiple times where I helped him with his responses to things that she
Morgan,
was saying.
No, Morgan, no.
I know. But then, you know something that really personally bothered me? So I did French immersion.
I have multiple ideas of what personally bothered
you. I did French immersion from kindergarten to grade 2. And so sometimes I will just say
at that point
different things in French.
Maybe
so
that's why.
Egg in French is oof. And so I like to say oof. And then reading their arguments, I saw that they would say oof when the other person had said something sexy and it was giving them coochie tingles.
No, but how would they spell oof?
O-E-U-F. And so I was pissed off because I was like, you guys are co-opting my thing. This was my thing. I was the one saying oof. It wasn't sexual and you guys turned it sexual. So that really upset me. And then on top of the fact... Okay, you guys are fucking sexting each other in between these arguments where you're, like, debating even, like, continuing to date each other.
You know what? Sometimes you just got it, right?
No, right, you don't.
Am I right, brothers?
And
hold on.
Oh, and then, so a couple weeks later, we went to a kink party together,
mm-hmm.
and Sam was upset with Arden for
his hairline, his small pee-pee.
She was upset with him because he was going to vault with me, but Sam was in Vancouver. So again, another situation where, like, you are having feelings about a situation that would never even happen. You are in Vancouver. Of course you're not coming to vault. You are not in the city. So she was super upset about it. And
I can see how you've gotten to the point of invalidating your own feelings with your current partner. Because you're like, this bitch shouldn't have been allowed to have feelings.
No, absolutely not.
Therefore, I'm not allowed to have feelings.
Poobel, garbage feelings. But, so, the whole reason I'm telling you this part is so, Sam was like, I don't want to know when you guys get home, so don't text me. So we got home from the kink party and I knew this and I was just like, both of y'all are pissing me off. Y'all been pissing me off. I've been pissed off for weeks. We had just gotten back from BC and now we're going to this party and you're being a little bitch about it and you're not even here. So at 2:30 a.m., it might have been 3, I sent Sam a meme on Instagram. Knowing
the meme heard round the world,
that it would inform her that we had gotten home from Vault because you aren't allowed to use your phones in the party space.
Okay.
And so I wake up the next morning And Arden is facing away from me in bed, and he's on his phone, and I can hear him just ravenously typing. And I was like, yes, this is all going according to plan.
Yeah, so you were throwing some grenades yourself.
Absolutely, I certainly was.
Yeah.
And so I find out what's wrong, and he's like, you fucking sent Sam a meme last night, and she knew when we got home because of it, Morgan. What the fuck, Morgan? I was like, oh my
shame
God, I'm so sorry.
Shame
yeah, shame on me.
On me.
Wow,
on me.
I had no idea that
my
was
bad.
Gonna cause a problem.
My bad.
I'm so sorry. Wow, you're like really taking this out on me, and I had no idea this would be an issue. Like, you're just like really fucking scapegoating me right now,
oopsies.
Dude.
And so you turned into the gaslighter in this situation.
A little bit, but so here was the thing. For the first hour and a half of me being awake, he didn't want to tell me why he was like arguing with Sam. And so he left his phone to charge in the bedroom. And so for the last 3 weeks, he'd been giving me his phone to read their arguments. And so I was like, okay, you're not going to tell me what the fuck is wrong. I'm going to read it. And then he comes into the bedroom and is like, what the fuck are you doing on my phone, Morgan?
Oh
my God. This is such an insane breach of privacy. How could you? How dare you go on my phone without my permission? Wah, 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 wah. And I was like, hold your motherfucking horses. You have been giving me your phone to read your guys' conversation for nearly the last month now. And now it's a problem? Oh, now it's a problem. Oh, now I'm invading privacy. Ah, I see. Okay. And so this motherfucker told Meta, Morgan read our conversations. And she got so fucking upset. So she was so...
We could have never seen that coming.
So horrifically mad at me. It was insane. She's like, you violated our trust, Morgan. I can't believe you would do that. And I was just sitting there like, I said this to him. And we were sitting on the couch in the living room. And I'm like, she has no idea that you were letting me read your guys' arguments while we were on vacation. And he was like, no. I'm like, oh.
My favorite thing about this guy is like, he has such a very strong moral code. And it's it's a very stupid moral code.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like the thing with a knife.
Oh yeah, the knife.
The Father's Day present.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard something about a knife. I don't remember though.
Yeah, so
this was also you, Morgan. Okay.
Yeah,
let's
this
go.
Was also me.
Let's go.
Same guy.
So, same guy.
Yeah. The BC trip and the party and her freaking out about me invading their privacy all happened in July. And then Arden broke up with me in November of that year. And then the breakup was like messy in the sense that we were like both trying to hold on to it with just like white knuckling the fuck out of this relationship. And he was super angry at me one day. And at this point, we'd been broken up for a couple weeks, and I was like, what are you angry about? And he was like, you were supposed to get me a knife, and you never did. And I just think that's such a reflection of your character, Morgan. And I just think he was basically saying, like, you're a bad person because you didn't get me a Father's Day gift. For context, we do not have children together. This was a weird thing that we did. It was my idea. Shame on me, y'all. My bad. I still do it with my current partner, by the way. But so he was fucking mad at me because he was like, you didn't get me a cheese knife. And you know why I didn't get him a cheese knife? Because he had developed lactose intolerance while we were in our relationship still. And I have a hypothesis that the reason why he developed lactose intolerance, because when he started dating Meta was lactose intolerant. I'm like, you're kissing, you're making love, you're swapping spit, you're swapping bacteria. Meta's lactose intolerant bacteria got into your non-lactose intolerant body, and now you conveniently have developed lactose intolerance. So no, I didn't buy you a cheese knife because you didn't even fucking eat cheese anymore.
Yo, are you lactose intolerant?
I have a different theory about lactose intolerance. I think everyone over the age of 27 is slightly lactose intolerant.
No. Are you lactose intolerant?
Not actually, but sometimes lactose doesn't make my tummy very happy.
This is what I'm wondering.
I think everyone's a little lactose intolerant.
I wonder if people who are lactose intolerant are also just like dealing with their stress in a very interesting way.
Mm-hmm.
Because the person, Hannah's mother, is lactose intolerant, but tolerates it.
Most people who are lactose intolerant do tolerate it.
But I also think that they don't necessarily deal with their stress in a very expressive or accepting way. And so it could just be like, I have stomach issues because I
make out with a girl that is lactose intolerant.
I'm holding on to all of this stress. But you have everyone over 27 is lactose intolerant.
At least 27, maybe like 25.
Were you there at that meeting where we had to go around and say what our superpower was?
Maybe. No, I think that was your team before this one.
Maybe.
And
my superpower is no dietary restrictions.
That's a good one.
At all.
Well, I have the same superpowers, so.
I mean, I do. Like, I eat everything.
So
all three of us do.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Except you have a little runny poops sometimes after dairy.
Sometimes, but there's no consistency. And
well,
of course
not. They're runny.
Well, the only consistency is inconsistency.
There you go. But I just think everyone has.
How do you support this theory of lactose intolerance?
I don't. It's N of one.
Contagion.
It's not science.
Well, yeah, because you were also kissing him. And making love and swapping
this, thank
spit.
God.
I think this promotes my theory more because they were both over 27.
That's true.
That's also true.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Maybe that Saturn Returns was just all about developing an intolerance to lactose.
Right. Saturn Return 27.
Multiple partners at the same time.
Oh, there you go.
Do you know if they're still like open and stuff?
Well. Before I blocked him on FetLife,
oh my
like
gosh,
a month and a half
ago, about the FetLife stuff.
Before I blocked him, he had been posting on the LA like kinky personals group on FetLife, being like, "M and F couple looking for clean, MF couple by MF to play with." So, and they had posted about that in the Calgary group too. So it seemed like they were only looking for other bi couples to play with. But I kid you not, I like to lurk. I'm unemployed. I got a lot of time on my hands. I'll lurk. So I would look at these posts and I would see if anybody had commented. Crickets.
Yeah.
Nobody commented.
Yeah. But you're not telling what I want to hear.
Which is.
Stop saying my fucking
name.
Oh,
shit. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Say my name. No, don't say my
don't
name.
Say my
don't
say
my
name.
I was thinking about once you blocked him so that he wouldn't be able to have your pictures on his profile anymore.
Yes.
He had gotten in touch a few times.
Yeah. So on FetLife, when you block somebody. If you are tagged in pictures,
this is good information for Caitlin because she doesn't know
it
all.
Automatically wipe them out, and
okay.
But the problem was he
from
hadn't,
their page.
Yes, so he had like a picture of my butt, and then he had a picture of me that was like I won't deny it was fucking cute. I look fucking cute in that picture, but I was like, you are not allowed to have this picture of me on your profile anymore.
Yeah.
We have not been dating for years. I don't like that you use it to advertise that you're down with the sickness, because I know you're fucking not. So, you are not on my level of freak, and you never will be. So, I blocked him, but it didn't take the pictures down because of the way that he had tagged me was in the bio. It wasn't embedded in the image. So then I had to create a fake account to then report them as me. And then I had to contact FetLife directly. And it was a whole thing, but I did get it done.
I didn't know any of this.
Seems like a flaw in their system.
I had to like make a completely separate account to report them because I had blocked him at that point. I wasn't going to unblock him because that's weird. I'm not going back on that.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. That's
no, exactly.
Couldn't debase yourself like
at
that.
At this point.
I think it was like a week later, and I can just pull them up. A week later, he texted me, and... Where is it?
When I heard about this, I was just like, man, you guys hate each other so much. You just have to
that
fuck.
That we should fuck?
You just
yeah.
have to,
yeah,
you
yeah,
just
yeah,
have
yeah.
to
that
get
was
it out.
Jimmy's...
You just have to.
Well, did it happen?
No.
Doesn't live here anymore.
No. So Monday, June 23rd at 11:24 a.m. Hey, Morgan. Megamind here. I presume the removal of a few FetLife photos today was per your request. No problem. I trust you will remove the image of us from your Tinder bio today, too, please? Question mark. And so, the picture he's referencing, he is more than two-thirds of his body is cut out of the image, and I had scribbled over his face with the color of the sunset in the background, so it literally looked like I was standing next to, like, a stick headless horseman.
It was probably the same picture that I showed Janet earlier.
Well, it's from that set of images, yeah.
Yeah.
But so I was super angry because first of all, how the fuck did you find my Tinder? And then second of all, why are you texting me about it? And then the fucking audacity to equate the pictures you had of my face on fucking FetLife? No. Not even in the same league. So I was super irritated. Jimmy heard all about it. I was angry. I was just like not vibing. And then the next day, I didn't respond to him.
I just hate when two people in love just can't make it work,
just
you know?
Can't make it work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next day, he says, response preferred, period.
Okay. Mm-mm.
And then.
No.
On.
That
was
might
on
cause
the Tuesday.
Me to commit murder.
And
that
then.
We gotta crash it.
On the Friday, he sent me. The waving hand emoji. And I still didn't respond. And then the following Tuesday,
no.
He said, how long are you going to ignore me? But there was no use of punctuation. There was no period, no question mark. So all of that happened between June 23rd and July 1st. But at this point, I was like, oh, I'm in your head, aren't I? Do you miss me or something, you little fool?
That's
like,
what I'm saying. I think both would just be... I think you crazy kids could really make something of yourselves.
Oh, man.
I really wanted a fifth text out of him. Because at this point, he had quad texted me, right?
True.
But I wanted him to penta text me. Or hexa text me.
Okay.
And he didn't. The fourth one was the last one. But yeah.
Yo, do you want to text him who is this right now?
Well, so see, this was the other thing because him and Meta moved to Los Angeles, which was like also funny because when I found out they had moved, this was when like really significant anti-ICE protests were happening in LA. And so... Not a good time to be in the city, I imagine.
Mm. Or an immigrant.
No. Particularly that.
True.
And so he had texted me from a number that I didn't recognize. And so I wasn't going to... I know what he wanted was a response. And I was not going to give
him...
Well,
response was preferred.
Response
so
preferred.
I was not going to give him the satisfaction of a response.
Because the satisfaction you'd want to give him is deep and holistic and complete and just two halves becoming a whole.
Well, you see, I was on a joint call with my friends yesterday, and I had sent that picture of the two of us at the wedding to be like, look at this dress I wore. What do we think about this? Because I didn't understand what the fuck cocktail attire meant.
Oh, yeah.
And... My friend Jennifer was like, Morgan, how did you just, how
yeah, we
could
didn't
you
get
possibly
your...
hate yourself so much to date him. Look at his hair, Morgan.
We didn't get your full reaction to the
look
picture.
At his hairline, Morgan. And I was like, dude,
and that was early.
I'm down here. He's up here. I couldn't see it in its full form.
Always trying not to take responsibility.
Deny.
Yeah.
Deny.
Yeah.
And then there's another funny story about nipple clamps.
Oh.
That I think is also worth sharing.
This is after, hey?
Yeah. This was probably like December, so we'd been broken up for a month.
Okay.
And he had emptied out the sex drawer that I had at his house.
Yeah.
And he had put it all in a bag and he was showing it to me in the kitchen. And he was like, yeah, so I noticed that like in your drawer you had two pairs of nipple clamps. And I was wondering if you would want to like gift me one of them. I don't really know what you're going to do with two pairs of nipple clamps. And this is a moment where I can really pinpoint that I was not in my people pleaser era, because like people pleaser pick me Morgan would have been like, oh yeah, sure. But I held my ground and I was like, no, no, I will be taking both pairs of my nipple clamps home tonight.
That's what happens after a relationship breakdown. You start building yourself back one nipple clamp at a time.
One nipple clamp at a time until you have four.
Well, it was the fact that he said, I don't know if you want to gift me one of them.
Oh, man.
Are
that's
you
my
fucking
favorite.
Kidding me? Are you out
that's
of your goddamn
favorite.
Mind? I'm going to gift you one of the pairs of nipple clamps that I bought with my own money so that you can use it with Meta? Are you
Meta
sick in
world
the head?
Peace. Basketball player.
So.
Big brother player, I think, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
It's crazy.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a lot. That's a lot.
I love the audacity.
So much audacity.
Yeah.
Oh, my,
that's my
goodness.
Gumption,
that's
the
my
gall.
Favorite.
The gall of it all.
Yeah.
Just so much confidence for just no reason.
Yeah.
I love it. I
all
love it.
Fucking men out there with all their fucking confidence for no fucking reason.
Yeah, everybody, come find an insecure and
unconfident. We've got one for
man.
You.
Yeah.
We've got one for you.
It's so much better.
Honestly, we have someone for you.
Arguably,
for
all
the
audacity
man.
And confidence comes from those places of insecurity.
True.
So it's
that's
really
true.
Turtles all the way down.
That is true.
Well.
What a time.
Thanks for all the stories.
Yeah, thanks, Morgan. We appreciate.
This is the darkest we've ever podcasted.
I know. It's really dark out here.
Yeah.
But
it's not as dark as it was that night in the cemetery.
Well, no, there's a light on.
Just so you know. No.
Depends
I can see the depth of the sky.
It's also not 1 a.m.
Well, no, but
no,
you can't.
That's true.
You can't. Yeah.
What time of year was this?
If you
that's
have
a good follow-up
if
question,
your rods
I
and cones
asked.
Are not.
It was beautiful summertime. It was
nice.
Like early July. It was 24 degrees at like 1 a.m.
It was hot enough to be boning outside in a cemetery.
Why are you not allergic to grass?
Yeah.
I'm allergic to grass. Did
know.
You know that?
That's why I said it.
Oh.
You told me that this week.
When did you find that out?
This week.
Really?
Well, I found that about you this week.
Yeah.
I really know nothing about Jimmy is what we've discovered.
Yeah.
Oh.
Except what I've
told me.
Expressly divulged.
Yeah, because I don't ask questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, did you know that?
No, but you seem like the type to have a weird allergy.
I don't think grass is a weird allergy. I think that's very common.
Maybe.
Do you know what hay is? Do you know what hay fever is? Do you know hay is just grass?
True. That's true.
Yeah.
Grass fever?
Well, that's more of a hippie weed thing,
that's
probably.
That's when you really want to party.
Hell fucking yeah. That's when I want to really party, and then I'll spend like 15 minutes on the trampoline.
On the trampoline,
yeah. That's grass fever. Fuck.
Yeah. That trampoline time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, anything to add?
I mean, I got so many thoughts.
Why? Yeah.
I want some
if
thoughts.
You have thoughts, I'm open to
I
your
thoughts.
I don't
think you want my thoughts.
I was so vulnerable. I want to know
I don't
what,
think you want my
what
thoughts.
The gallery thinks.
I don't.
I was probably more bad cop this episode.
I'm on Sam's side. Oh.
About what?
No, I don't know.
About what?
I don't know if I'm on anyone's side.
You mean like you're rooting for Sam or you're just on they're on the moral high ground?
Yeah, I think Sam's on the moral high ground in this situation.
Yo, the reason why they were in the fight was not moral high ground.
Okay, that's fair.
So that's fair.
Do you want the context of why they were fighting for 3 weeks?
Yeah, I do want the context.
So Arden and Sam had just decided that they were going to be fluid bonded. They were not going to use condoms anymore.
Yeah, so many
and this
academic
was,
terms.
Yeah.
Really
this was,
educational.
This was a big conversation that we had to have, and initially I was super uncomfortable with it. I was like, man, really and truly nothing is sacred in this relationship. She wants everything I got. And so it was difficult, and then eventually we got there, and I eventually just gave in, was like, sure, whatever, I give up. And we had, like, sort of set, like, ground rules, like, always get tested before you see somebody new, make sure that they're tested, whatever, right? Pretty regular stuff, stuff that you probably would do for yourself if
not
you were casually having
not
sex
we.
With people.
Well, we, but we're just not in that situation.
Yeah, true.
Yes.
But yes.
But just practicing safe sex, healthy sex, keeping everybody in this fluid bonded polycule healthy. And then
those are some words.
Because
a lot of words.
Because Sam was so mad at Megamind for not inviting her to come to this BC trip that she couldn't have gone to anyways because she's in Europe.
Afford.
Yeah, she decided to meet up with a guy at the conference and she got super insanely drunk and they had unprotected sex and she'd been in Europe for probably like a whole of 2 days. And so that's what they argued about because Megamind was like, I vouched for you. I spent so much time making sure that Morgan would be comfortable with us being fluid bonded now. And you just fucking shat all over that because you let your emotions get a hold of you and you got so fucking drunk and you just didn't use a condom with this guy. And that's what they proceeded to argue about for 3 weeks.
There are no heroes.
I don't know if I wouldn't keep that under wraps.
What?
Like if I was Sam in that situation.
Under wraps.
Hey.
Sorry, continue.
I don't know if I would be like super forthcoming with that.
I mean,
think I'd like go through the motions of like what I need to do in order to get clear of that situation.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I would come clean. I would hope to come clean. There's just so many different puns and words going on. I would hope to come clean, but
definitely
not
clean.
Tell them.
Yeah.
Well,
see, this was the
right?
thing. She could have lied about it.
She
could have absolutely lied about it.
I just wouldn't have divulged that immediately.
She was so angry at him, and so the way that she texted him completely changed after that night. And so he knew something was wrong and then had to just, like, drag it out of her via text with an 8-hour time difference.
Right.
I think it was 9 hours, actually.
That's on her.
Yeah.
The story has no heroes.
No.
way to sewer Morgan right to their face.
I don't think Morgan thinks they're the hero either in this story.
Towards the end of it, I was a little menace. Like, I wanted out of that relationship without even knowing that's what I wanted.
Yeah.
Wow, we almost started recording right at 8 o'clock.
Oh, wow. I like that you took your nipple clamps back, though.
Thank you.
All 2 pairs of them. Why would you need 2 pairs? Oh, wait.
Well, I had 1 pair that had bells on them.
Fun.
And then I had 1 pair that came from a bit gag. They were attached to the bit gag. So we took them off the bit gag. And then attach them to each other with a keychain.
Beautiful.
Cute.
So you could pull on them.
Hell yeah.
And yeah.
Which ones did he want?
Either pair. But I was like,
not
dude,
picky.
I'm not. And the funniest part is I haven't.
Beggars literally can't be choosers.
I have not used them.
Hey.
I never really used them.
Didn't fucking deserve them.
No.
But it's the sentiment. It's like, I'm not going to use these, and I'm still not going to give them to you.
For sure. I love, like, framing it as, like, do you want to gift me one?
And just the assumption, like, you don't need both of these pairs, so, like, you could give it to me.
There's lots of parts on my body that I would like to clamp.
Yeah.
Maybe both people want to be clamped, you know?
Oh, that's true. You can't.
Maybe.
I don't know if I would like that. I don't know.
Seems limiting.
But anyways.
Both people want to use them.
That is a great point. That's exactly. That's perfect. Dismantled.
Dismantled. His point.
Sweet.
Sheesh.
Well, that was definitely part one of Morgan. Because I assume there's got to be like those like red flag things. Like millions of red flags as you're going through, right?
Well, I told you one of them in the car, right?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Like the whole way that we started dating was after a huge argument.
Ah. Yeah. There you go. That's a red flag right there.
Yeah. And arguably it was a similar Sam moment where he was dating somebody,
mm-hmm.
and you were kind of pissed that you guys weren't dating.
Yeah, because I also didn't know that he was dating the other person.
You were the Sam before you got Sammed.
And I was like, what do you mean you're dating? I thought you said you weren't trying to date anybody. That's why we're not dating, you motherfucker.
And you guys were going at it for like almost half a year at that point. April to September,
baby.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that is almost half a year.
I did move home for the summer.
Oh, okay.
So I was also in Edmonton from like end of April till
Edmonton.
End of
Someone's
August.
Always in Edmonton, but nobody's Edmonton is in me.
Well, Edmonton might be in you.
No. Perfect. I got nothing else.
I think I got nothing else.
I got to wrap up.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us today, Morgan.
This appreciates it.
Thanks
good laughs, good ha-has, good hee-hees.
Yeah.
And till next time.
I'm in a liminal space. What do I say?
Do you want to say till next time?
Till next time.
No scaries. Bye.